Next sugya, but I really want to go back to what points totally back in the previous Mishnah. But I want to start it from a Rashi in the next sugya, so this will be, it's really a side issue which I wanted to talk about, so since I didn't really start the next sugya yet, I think it's a good excuse to at least do that, and then, you know, so you're holding, not holding, you'll follow it, and then Hashem, by Thursday, we'll be able to really get into the sugya. Okay, so let's just start the sugya a little bit. We're looking at the Mishnah Mem on the Beis. So the Mishnah really has two parts. The first part is not what we're going to focus on, but let's see it already. So we finally introduced the Bracha of Shehakol. We've discussed the Eitz, discussed the Adama, now we're discussing Shehakol. We pointed out that Mezonos is not mentioned in the Mishnah. We mentioned Hamurtzi back in the first Mishnah. We mentioned the Gofen back in the first Mishnah. So we've touched everything except for Birchas Arech, which we're going to talk about later on. And Mezonos, whatever reason, didn't make it into the Mishnah. Okay, the Mishnah says, Al HaKhametz, Val HaNoblis, Val HaGavoy, Omer Shekhal Nebri Baro, even though that Rebbe Yirmer, a Kol Shem in Klola, Ein Rebarach in Olav. So these things, there's an element of expression of Klola, so therefore you don't make a bracha. The HaKhametz is the yayin which went bad. The Noblis are these pears which never, they fall off the tree, they don't ripen. And Gavoy was this type of a grasshopper, which, not like cicadas, that they don't eat your crops, they eat your crops, so it's a minklala. Okay, hoyel fun of minin harbe. So at the mission, you have multiple items in front of you. Im yesh b'nei min shiba alav hu mevorech. If one of them is min zayin, so you make a bracha on that one. Rechamer min mevorech al ezem mehen shiyirtza. So you make a bracha on whatever the one is, the one that you want. Okay, now so Pasha Rebbe Yehuda agrees to the concept of chaviv. He just says, if one of them is a min shiva, so you have to take a bracha on that. But otherwise, if you don't have min shiva amongst them, so he would agree to the concept of the chachamim, you should make a bracha, al eis mehen shiyirtza. Rashi does not give us any information in the Mishnah. Okay, so it comes in more on Mem Aleph and Aleph. Ha'yil ha'fadam min harbe, omer ula, machlokes b'chaseyan shavis, v'hudo sabr min shiva adif, v'vam sabr min chaviv adif. So the mechoik is when it's the same bracha. The shayla is which one of the items should you use to make the bracha on all of them? Through all the eitz, through all the hadama. So Rehuda says min shiva odif. Ravon says min chaviv odif. Abu Shemir says same shavus. The rekom avarach al zeh becherzim avarach al zeh. Zakrashi. Bishu same shavus. Kigun zaysim atapuchim the tavayo brepi of eitz. Bar liftu eshtei and bracha achas. So you're going to use one bracha for both of them. Chaviv Adif, Eza Shiyitza de Masisan as a Chaviv Alav Mashma. So Rashi now, in the Gemara, Rashi says, so what is this phrase, Eza Mehen Shiyitza? We could have touched the phrase, Eza Mehen Shiyitza, meant whatever you want, which means whatever you want, right? As they call it in English, whatever, right?
That the Bachar say. You want at that moment,
whatever. Well, that's what we're going to get to, right? Right? You could attach the phrase as whatever, right? As used in the colloquial sense.
Whatever you want.
Well, there's actually three ways to say it. There's whatever you want, or whatever you want normally. So Rashi doesn't say anything in the Mishnah, but Rashi says that you see in the Gemara, which means in the Mishnah, I could have touched it, like Penny Shu asked the Kash, right? Could have touched it up. Do whatever you want. Do whatever. I don't care. There's no Maila B'chalav Kadima. Right, so Rebbe Yehuda says there's a ma'ala min shiva. The Chacham said there's no ma'ala min shiva. Right, end of conversation. But the Mor says no. There's a din of min chavit. So the Tzlach over here says that there's a machlokes b'sharnim. The Rambam learns ez min shiyirtza. Different than most b'sharnim. That's it. Whatever you want to do. That's what the Rambam seems to teach the Mishkan. Right? So, but almost all the Rishonim learn not like the Rambam. And the question is why? So, Sach points out that the answer is the word min chaviv. What's the word min chaviv? So, the way it's brought out, the way Beis Yosef learns in the Rambam, that means, Ezem Shiyirtza means whatever you right now want to eat first, that's what you should make the bracha. It means right now there's some element of a desire. The more, he's not denying a Gomorrah. The more says there's a din chaviv. He says the din chaviv means whatever you want. All right, whatever you want. But right now, I want this one. So that's called I want it. That's called chaviv. It says, the Sach says that all the Rishonim are arguing on the Rambam, which is the Shulchan Aruch brings down that all the Shita is the Stam and the Rambam is the Yesharim. Is because what do you mean min chaviv? So it's, if it's right now, whatever you happen to be in the mood of right now, that's not a min chaviv, that's chaviv. Min chaviv means if I tend to always like apples over oranges or oranges over apples, so that for me, oranges are my min, which is chaviv. So even though right now I happen to be in the mood of apples more than oranges, but since oranges are the min that's more chaviv to me, I have to be mak them oranges. That's how most Rishonim learn. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch brings that shita of chaviv as the ikur shita, and the Rambam shita as the yeshayim. And the diag is from the phrase of the Gemara min chaviv. I don't know. So the thought just continues. He says, and that's why Rashi waited till here, when the Gemara added this word min chaviv. That's why Rashi waited to here, because based on the Mishnah alone, I don't really hear this yeshayim. But I get this yesod when I get to the Gemara, when the Gemara says that I'm in chaviv. Okay. Al b'chnei b'ruch hazem Shabbos, di b'chom b'ruch hazeh, b'chazem b'ruch hazeh. Good. Now that is also very not clear what that means. Right? Pashas, that could be read. Do whatever you want. Make a bruch on, make a bruch on the other. There's no kadima b'chlal. And meisvei, how you the fun of tznoin b'zayis. So tznoin is the bracha of Sodama, Zayas the bracha of Zayitz. And bracha al tznoin, the poetry says Zayas. So it says you make a bracha on the tznoin and you pattern the Zayas. So the word says, so you see something, right? So Rashi says, I will shame you the same Shabbos, the recall, and bracha achas patrosim. So, Emrech Zem Shabbos, you can't use one bracha for both. Now, Rashi says, one second, I got a Mishnah, and Mem Man Aleph. Says, Berech HaParis Eilin, Rei Pri Adam is Yotzer. So, if so, I can make a Rei Pri Adam on both of them. And then I can get back to my Mechloikis, what should I make the bracha on? I make a Rei Pri Adam. So, if I would have Chitim, which are Rei Pri Adam, and other things, so I can make a Rei Pri Adam on the Chitim, and Mimotzi everything. So why is the Mechalik not a case of Emrechazem Shabbos? We're discussing, right? It's an Adama, it's always Emrechazem Shabbos. So what do you mean it's Emrechazem Shabbos? So Rashi says, no. Albegav Tanan, Birchal Paris Elan, Repi Adama is Yotzah. That's the Mishnah before. It says you could say a Bruch of Repi Adama on both. So arguably, it's still Shaita Tevna Mechalik because it's really Emrechazem Shabbos. It's one item, and you're supposed to say rapier eights. You say rapier adama instead. But in the case where you have a tznon, which is adama, and a zayas, which is so eights, and you make a bruch of adama on the tznon, you don't patch with the zayas. So meila, it's two different brachas. I'm going to try and talk about that. Right? So, but it's Tznoin B'Zayis, it's two different brachas. Mail we have, it's Eim B'Chazem Shabbos, two different brachas, B'Varach HaZem, B'Chazem, B'Varach HaZem. So the Kar Rashi is learning in the Gemara, really there's two points in the Gemara. First of all, the Gemara is telling me this, you said that you cannot use a Dhamma to path to the eights when you're making a Dhamma, no Dhamma. So your force is to be B'Varach HaZem, B'Chazem, B'Varach HaZem. And the Gemara is also saying that this din of Kadima doesn't apply. So now there's only din Kadima. But I need to first tell you this idea that you cannot make it in one bracha. So how do I know in the Mishnah says that it's you cannot use one bracha for both, one being an eitz, one being a dhamma, and make a dhamma on both? I don't know that from the Mishnah. I know that from this Gemara. That's a Rashi learns. Okay? So I just want to touch, I want to handle that a little bit. So Rashi says two things. Rashi says, so that Mishnah is a case where he was supposed to say Oetz, and he made a mistake and he said Adam. What about he did amazing? He knew he was supposed to say Oetz, because our Masak and Baruch of Oetz. He says, who cares about Chazal? I'd rather make Adam. So he says, excuse me, well, you know, you're going to get connected to Chazal Kamen. So that's one. Is the commitment of Rachel Matola. You know, we that halacha, the mission says that your yoitz a b'di'evid. So Rashi tell me that mission is a b'di'evid. Son of the Chachil. Right? So which is pashtus, the Chazal Masakh, the make a rapier eights. And so I'm sorry, you didn't say the right bracha. Now, furthermore, when the Gemara on Mem Amud Aleph says, who's the Tan of the Mishnah? It's Rabbi Yehuda. Means the Chum who argue on Rabbi Yehuda over there in Bikurim, hold Takim Vidyevit, you're not Yotze. You make a Brahman on Eitz, it's not the same thing. Rabbi Yehuda holds Iker Ara, Iker Elon is Ara, he's Samela Vidyevit, you're Yotze. Right? But, Tosis fears always that we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, because we have a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda. Means based on the Mishnah Bikurim, I have a question. Who's the Chacham? I'm going to pass on to Chacham. So Yavash Shemayin Niktas Ilan. The lacha should be that you should be maybe Vayner Karet. Tanakama is a stam Tanakama. Yehuda says no. You could be. You could, right? Because Iker Ilan is Ara. So I would have said we pass it to Chachamim. So based on this question of the Gemara, the person says so. Eitz Adam on Eitz. You're not Yotzik. But we were establishing that you're Yotze. So it's a choice. We pass them like Rabbi Yehuda. Right? By Bikurim. Right, yeah. And therefore, Tosfos in Birch, Alpir, Seil, and Rapi Yehuda, Birdom is Yotze. Now, that's the Poshet. We have a Stam, it's a case of Stam and Machloikis. We have Machloikis in the Mishnah Bikurim. We have a Stam and Mesechtas Brachos. Right? So, within one Seder, normally, so the Shadal is, when there's a Klal and Shas, Stam, Achachach, Machloikis, Ein Alocha Kistam. Machloikis, Achachach, Stam, Alocha Kistam. So, if we have the Mishnah says the Machloikis in the first parak, and in the sixth parak, it's Soysim like one of the Tanoim. So we're being Soysim like that Tana, we pass on that Tana. Machloikis, and Achakas Tana, you pass on this Tana. Stam Achakach Machloikis. We have a Stam Mishnah, later on there's a Machloikis. We say, you know, say in the Lachakas Tam. I mean, the Rabbi is telling us, even though he was Soysim before for whatever reason, but I'm telling you it's a Machloikis. So he's saying there's no Klal Lachakas Tam Mishnah. That's the next step. Now, within one Masechta, the Morris says, Yesh Shed of the Mishnah. So when it comes to this shaila of stam and achak hamachloikas, achak stam, within one sechta, there's the yesh seder lemishna. Yesh seder lemishna. Right. So the mishnah is written in order. So I know that this mishnah was written first and it's written second. So if this mishnah is the stam mishnah first and the machloikas is written second, forget about the stam. I've overridden the rule of halacha kastam mishnah and vice versa. Which means we're being seisim now, like one time we're paskin like it. But from mishnah to mishnah, the rule is ein seder lemishna. The one exception is in the Zikin, there's a Mandam which holds Kulin the Zikin Chadim Masechti. Right? Some learn that means the three Babas, some means all of the Zikin Bechlal. So within the three Babas, there's a Shita which holds Yesed Lemishnah. So you have a Machloikis in Baba Kama and a Stam Mishnah Baba Basra, Yesed Lemishnah. Okay? But from Brachas to Bikurim, it's Ein Seder Lemishnah. So Tosfos says, I have a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda. Say, so hasten we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. I don't know. I have a machlokes in Bikurim, not like Rabbi Yehuda. Stam Mishnah, not like Rabbi Yehuda. I have the Chachamim is Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda saying maybe Vayner Karet. Yehuda says maybe Vayner Karet. So there's a girsa in the Rambam. There's a girsa in the Rambam. The Rambam says Birch of Peiras Eilin Bepi Dama Lo Yotz. Such a girsa in the Rambam. No, that's a klal in Shas. Stam racham machleiros ain't alachan kastam. Doesn't mean you have to pass on like the other tana. It means that the hachroah of stam no longer is true. We have a Mishnah Bikurim. It says machleiros here in the chomim. What do you mean they're taught separately? But the more I said, the two are totally different than that. So if you hold like your Yehuda, you say Rebbe Adoma, and you're Yotze. If you hold like the Chum, you're not Yotze. I don't know which one came first. I don't know which one came first. The rule is that it means I can't make a hakroah because I don't know which one's first. So I have a place in Shasur where Rebbe is saying that the halacha is b'di evid, you're not yurtze. I have a place where Rebbe is saying, you are yurtze. I don't know which one is right.
He didn't give a hakroah. He taught it once in his life. It's passively a stam hakroah.
What?
That's
the whole Yisrael Ben Seder. The Mishnah means therefore I don't know which one is first, and therefore I'm now stuck. I don't know which one is first. Therefore I don't know how to ask. That's the whole point of that din. Ben Seder the Mishnah, and therefore we don't know how to deal with the issue of stam and erchak machlokes or erchak stam. I'm not following. Okay, so the Shagas Arya has a tshuva where he says the person should be choshish for the shita of the that gears on the Rambam. So Tosis says no. Tosis, whatever reason, does not seem to address that problem, and that's part of his kash on Tosis that we're going to paskin that bitty every year. So Rashi says, okay, now I have the more memal of memal says that you're yotzei. So, but that this mission means bitty every. Kol lekabim being bitty every, you're not yotzei. Even if Yehuda agrees, right, that bitty every yotzei, it's not a chachila, it's a bitty every.
What would the Shagasari say to do?
He says, what should you do? So you can't make another bracha because maybe you were yotzei, right? Because we're being kosher with Yitzhak Ramba. So what do you do in a situation where you have this type of thing? So the Mishabur is mash in one place. When it's a real bona fide machlok is what to do, so you should eat one bite in order that it shouldn't be brachal abatzolo, and then stop eating. No, stop eating.
And then can you make another
bracha
to
continue
eating?
No. It could be your right. Eat one bite.
So can you say I'm nimlach now? And
theoretically, you could be a nimlach, but it only works one time. I mean, I had the once by someone in my house. I had a shiloh. So I said, okay, so you can't eat anymore. I said, okay. It says, you're makabel, right? He said, yes, and now you can eat. You know, you're a nimlach. But it only works once. You know, I can't do that game with him a second time, you know. Okay, so... So that's one point in Rashi. Now the second point in Rashi is discussing a scenario where I have two different items, and I can't use the Dhamma for the other one. Did I have Kavana for the other one? Rashi is saying, right? The case was I want to, Rashi's questioning the possibility that I should make a bracha of a Repio Eitz. No, I'm sorry. I should make a bracha of Repio Dhamma on the stone and have in mind for the stone and the Zayis. And it doesn't work, Rashi says. Okay? Even though I had Kavesh Kavana for the Zayas, and the halacha is if you make a bracha of Repi Adama on the Zayas, you're not Yotze. I said that wrong. If you make Repi Adama on the Zayas, normally you would be Yotze, but since you make a bracha on the Snon, it doesn't work. So the Mishnah Berurah discusses a similar case like this. In Kufayin Vav. So Kufayin Vav, it deals with the question, if a person makes a mezonos and pass, b'di evad izi yotze. A person, instead of saying a merchant, says mezonos, b'di evad izi yotze. So, birak al paperis, lepoter sa pass. If a person makes a mezonos on the paperis, he doesn't pass to the pass. Okay? See, Zakti Mishabura, this is in Kufayin Vav, some cotton bays. So cotton bays, I put the Marmar Karmas on then the little letters on the bottom. Sukkot and Beis is a whole page long. So I wrote Pitchilosa, because it's not much the first point of that Mr. Brewer over there. Kosa Meshitim Kubetzis, Sha'afim Kimim Beferish, Lifter Lamahani. Even though you had Beferish Kavona, that I want to use my Mazarnas to partner the pass, it doesn't work. So here again, I have two items in front of me. I have Mazarnas and I have pass. But if I make a Bracha Mazarnas on the pass, I'm Yotze. I'm making a Bracha Mazarnas on the Mazarnas. Having in mind for the pass, and it doesn't work. Like Rashi says. This, I'm making a bracha on the tonight. Having in mind for the Zayas, I'm saying, sorry, it doesn't work. So the Sharetzian says, why not? Kufayin Vav. So the Sharetzian in Sukkot and Beis says, he brings a Shittim Kubetz. It's because of Shom. So this is the Mishnah later on. This is the Mishnah later on in Beis. That Birch al Paris Lepotter is a pass. So on that Mishnah, the Shittim Kubetz, it says this then, that Mishnah is quoted. So of course, if Shom Shaft the Baalma Poiter B'Di'evit Birchas Berim Mizonis LePass, I mean, why does it work? Mizonis worked B'Di'evit on the pass. Hainu Hecha Shabirach Rak Alois LePass. You make a bracha on the bread. You make a Mizonis. Now you say, excuse me, what did you just do? But you, my, you said a Mizonis on the bread. If I say you're not, you'd say, Dein the Habracha Al Malachol. The bracha, the only bracha can be chal is on the pass. So you say it doesn't work. You end up with a bracha LeBatola. Awal Kan Shabirach Al Paparis. The bracha is what we call. It's chal on the papyrus. The mezonos is chal on the papyrus. So your bracha is good. You're not going to go to Gehenna. You didn't say bracha lebatol. Should work for the pass also. Excuse me. The tchanos chazal was the same mezonos. Not a mezonos. So that which we're allowing the mezonos to work on pass is only because if the other option is worse. When I make a mezonos papyrus on the pass. So what should I do? I should say, you're not Yoytze. My, so the words Mazonis apply to it. It makes sense. It's better to say, you're Yoytze, and therefore the bracha will be chal in the past, than to say, you're not Yoytze at all, and it's a bracha lebatol. But in a case where I have what's for the bracha to be chal, I can put Michal and Mazonis, on the Mazonis that I'm eating. Good. Oh, it's going to pass also, Mehechadesi. The bracha from Chazam and Tekana, the bracha is a Yoytze. As they state in the Shabura, in Sim Kufay and Vav, Sif, Katan, Beis. No, not the Shagazai. What are we saying about the Shagazai? The Rambam holds you not Yotze B'Klal, because it means the Dhamma doesn't apply to Yotze B'Klal, but Mazonis applies to Pass. The Rambam is not saying that you can't, that Mazonis doesn't work for Pass. It just says that Dhamma doesn't work for Yotze, because it's not true.
Even if it would lead to a
Bracha Lebatol? Correct. It's just the words saying it's not true, the words aren't true. Okay, now, what? Correct. Now, however, in Resh Vav, okay, so Birach al Peir Se'ilun B'Rei Pri Hodom Sif Aleph. Birach al Peir Se'ilun B'Rei Pri Hodom is Yotze. Okay, our Mishnah, the person, instead of saying Eitz, he says Hodom is Yotze. The other way around, you're not Yotze. Fine. Sif Beis. Hoyel afon of Priyodama u Priho Eitz. U Birach al Priyodama in Skam and Lifter say Eitz. Yotze. It works. Nali is Rashi. Bedavka, yeah. He made a Dhamma thinking for the Dhamma and for the Eitz. Zatim Akhabar, you Yotze. Right? So, Mr. Bura Sivkotan Yud. Vaimashar Chubas the Yesh Kokum al Ze Usirlu da filling his cavern lifter as Priya eights, Samunuk Lafon of Loyotza. Mr. Lachter of the work, Priya eights, Ubirkus Ripi Doma, Lohoisilabatola, this came out Priya Doma Lavan. Right? Like Mr. Bura says over there in Kufayin Vav, that the Doma is Chal on the Doma. And the eights requires her eights. So you're not Priya somebody ever on the eights. You make her Priya eights on the eights. That's the. However, we come back and masik the b'di'evid ain lach shalavarech kudas shulchan aruch the sub of brachos lahakol. V'yosu tov liyos name lach shalechol miyad priya eitz alachers man b'yachzi yivarechalei. So the best eitz the Mishnah Berurah says is to be a nimlach, and this for you know you're right. I'm not eating the eitz anymore. I'm not going to eat the eitz. I'm not anymore. I'm not kinyan, period. I changed my mind. Now later on, sometimes you'll decide there was some point since I'm the other side. Again, I don't know how that works. I don't know how it works.
If someone's saying, I don't want to eat this because I don't want to get in a suffix, then
they're I don't different. Know how it works. I don't know. Okay. So the Chara, now let's steer Mishnah Berurah. So the Chazon Ish asked the steer Mishnah Berurah. Right. So Mishnah Berurah in Kufa and Bob says, Chlor, that it's not Nishdos was red, that you're not Yotze. You're going to go say, you're going to say I'm Yotze. Right? Here the Mishnah brings that there's Acharonim who say not like the Machaber. But he says, the Maisa, leave the Amos, he says, he brings the Shari Shuba, the Bidi Abed, you're going to be Yotze, some of Brochus Lachokos, and Machlaikas. And be an Imlach, you know, avoid the situation, avoid the Shiloh. Right? But he's not, based on, if you all you knew was Tim and Kufai involved, and I asked you what you would pass in this case, you'd say, Pashut, you're not Yotze, and there's nothing to talk about. The Adama is Chal on the Adama, the eights needs to have eights, and go make eights without a Shiloh, right? So the Chazon Ish asked his astir, Mr. Brewers, and he blibes Shver. Because he holds the astir, Mr. Brewers, he doesn't have an answer. Right. So that's Rav Osner answers the question. The Chazon Ish apparently didn't like it. What's the question? I mean, theoretically they're parallel cases, but they're different brachas. So what the Mishnah Berurah over there is telling me, that the Shita Mekatzu is telling me, that the idea that you say Mazonis when Chazar Masakan, a special unique bracha for Hamotzi on bread, really, Chazal, I mean, every Hamotzi should have been a Mazonis. That's all it is Mazonis. But Chazal came along because of Cheshivas of Pasach and said you have to say Hamotzi. So don't chaper. Say any scenario which we're forced to be Yotze B'Yavid in order to win a bracha Batola, we're going to do that. Otherwise, forget it. You're not going to get away with saying a Mazonis on Hamotzi. So Mishnah Berurah says, you're not Yotze even B'Yavid. But the fluidity from Eitz to Adama is closer, right? You know, so you know, when I tell B'Yavid, you're Eitz to Adama on the Eitz, you know. So that's what he says. The Chazon Ish doesn't like it. The Hill's saying a good point. I would add the Kenech, the Gemara, the Gemara over here comes along and says the Tanah Ramishas Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda Shita is the Iker Ilan is Arahu. So the concept of Adama is totally appropriate. Right? A. B. We have a Machloikis and Tosis whether we look at how Eitz being more Mavur than Adama. So according to Bahag it is. According to Tosis, it's not. So it can't say, well, because Aram is not going to make a better bracha. It's not a better bracha. So excuse me, you're going connected. The Kodesh Hazal was to make this unique special bracha called Eitz, and you, Mechutz of you didn't do that. Eitz isn't so much better than Adama, according to Torah Tosis. Hamotzi is obviously much better, much more specific and unique special bracha, which has a mile, the Chazar Mechayev to say, more than Mazonis. Okay, so he's like, excuse me, you know, don't chaper. We said, make him a Hamotzi, you can't do this. I, over there, because well, what am I going to do? We're going to say, you say you should have a bracha batola. But over here, not. I think you see the Mishnah Berurah Lamaisa, I mean, he doesn't even like, the end of the day, he doesn't really like the Shari Tshuva. He is being noited to say, you're not Yotze, and therefore he says, I don't want you to continue eating based on some of the Hakol. I really prefer you don't eat. And Taka make eights later on. There's a tzad you Yotze, so be a Nimlach, you avoid the tzad. That's the Chor, and how you do that again, I don't know how you do that. You ask the Rav says, you can't eat. Okay. Now, so who asked this question? Shai Gazaria asked the question. So the Shari Chuv over here. This kasha, that the mechaber says yotzen the chara, you shouldn't the chara. The more now the shaila is our gemara. So he says, but over here, Moy Lafon, near Rashi Vatosis, then Birchus Snon, Patras Azayas. But this is connected to Rashi. Our whole Rashi over here is saying that the point of the Gemara is that there, Rashi learns, what's Rashi's cheshbon in the Gemara? That if the tak of the halacha would be that when you make a bracha on the stone, you could part of the zayas, so you'd write to have a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. But since that you're not yotzei, simela, we don't, the mele machlokes doesn't apply. That's the cheshbon of Rashi. And Tosfos says that Rashi's right. Pirish Rashi, and Tosfos says the yafa pirish, Rashi's right. B'chein yesh tefarish. So Mavur and Rashi and Tosfos, that this halacha, that Hadama Patras Eight is only when you're mechavim and feirish for this item, but if you're making a bracha on the tznon for the zayis, it doesn't work. So,
can't we say that the
yeah, but Rashi doesn't say that. His kash is from Rashi and Tosfos. Now you could argue if you want to argue with them, you know, you want to say the Shulchan Aruch is not learning the Gemara like Rashi and Tosfos. That's possible, which is what the Birkei Yosef he brings. The Birkei Yosef answers that and a Chanami according to Rashi and Tosfos not Yotzei, and the Mechaber is going to say they are Yotzei. The Shaila is and he wants to Medayik and a Rashba, and that's the Shari Shuva. So the Shagazari comes out. The Masik LaLocha Kedivrei Rashi LaMahani Lifter B'Chid Gavna Shach LaBarachol Shala Eitz Repio Eitz. That's what the Shagazari passes not like the Mechaber. So he holds that you are yotze, and he says that there's a diri ben yonah which is more not the rashi, there's a ben yonah which is mashma like this cheshbon, and the Orchaz Chaim says it's a rashba, etc. Nira fine. Therefore. Then he gets involved in a shallow, which there's a taz over here, which I'm not going to get involved in yet. Okay, now, so where is this macabre coming from? So in the Beis Yosef, according to Rashi, that is exactly the chiddush of the Gemara. Ula is saying two chiddushim. He's saying the number one, you're not yotzei, because if you would be yotzei, you would talk about there would be the machlokes of Yehuda and the Chachamim, right? Which is a chiddush, right? And now that you're not yotzei, you're forced to say two brachas, so there's no mile of kedima. Now, why did Rashi learn like that? This is Takas Keshe, not Rashi, for a second. Why did Rashi learn like that? So the Alan didn't see the Gemara yet, or some people didn't see the Gemara yet. Those of you who did, please don't take any sense of salt and say you're not part of the Alan. You are. I'm also part of the Alan. I mean, I also learned it already. So you're in my company. So the Gemara says that later on, the Gemara brings, Ula says this statement that there's no machlokes, and Birchus Hashem Shabbos, Nishto Basareidin, there's no machlokes. Later on, the Gemara brings that Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka, Chadarim machlokes, Birchus Hashem Shabbos, Rehudah Sarim Shiba Adav, Chabram Sarim Minchab Adav, Al Bashem Birchus Hashem Shabbos, Dibrakom, Mavarchal Zeb, Chaz Mavarchal Zeb, which is Ula, Vachadomer, Al Bashem Birchus Hashem Shabbos, Nami machlokes. Not like Ula. Whereas the Bisham of the Mandarmer, Bashem Birchus Hashem Shabbos, machlokes, Shaper. The Mandar Hashem Chazem Shabbos, Pligi, be my Pligi. So I'm Rabbi Yirmiya Lahakdim. So 1 second. So the Mizastam Gemara doesn't understand how the Shabbos Mechloi Chazem Shabbos. The Mechloi Chazem Shabbos, Rabbi Yirmiya is Din of Lahakdim. So, I mean, where Pasha is smarter than the Gemara. I'd ask you, what's the Machlekes Ein Brichos Ein Mishal? It's Lahaktim. The Gemara says, what's the Machlekes? I don't know. Oh, Yirmiyah says, Yirmiyah says Lahaktim. Right? I mean, Eli Rangel also figured it out. They're arguing about, don't the words read? What do the words read? Ein Brichos Ein Mishal is, they're arguing, what are they arguing about? They're arguing about Lahaktim. But it means the Stam Gemara is not, it doesn't see if there's any Kiddush at all, they're not arguing about Lahaktim. It's Pasha Gemara, they're not arguing about Lahaktim. It's because that's, and the Rabbi Yirmiyah is Mechadish arguing Lahaktim. Don't Rabbi Yosef, and it brings Rabbi Yosef as a makor for that. It means, Minastam, up to this point, we don't see any tzad to be Mazber. So what's all the Mechadish to me? That you're not, there's no din to be Mechadish? I know that already. That's a Stam Gemara. The more says it's logical that there's no din Lahaktim. So he's Mechadish, that you can't be Yotze one with the other, Rashi says. So the Ikra Kiddush of the Gemara is not that you can't, that you what you do when you have two, because din of Lahaktim. Because that the more later on, this is the reposh that there's no mile of being makdim, and we're having mechadish to arguing and being makdim. So the mechleikas has to be brichos ayim shabbos. So it's all to be mechadish to me. Who's be mechadish to me that you can't be moitzi one with the other? Ah, that's where Rashi's coming from, l'chari. What? So that's how the Beis Yosef is going to learn. That's how the Shulchan is going to learn. So how did Rashi know that you take a Zevite, right? Maybe like this. Maybe you're right. So then there's not that Ul is not being mechadish to me that there's no dinner of Hakdama, because that's Pasha the Gemara, the whole dinner of Hakdama. Okay, Catherine, we're even asking them what number they're arguing there. What are they arguing about? Right? Like, and the more I can't even call them, I have mean that there's a dinner of Kidim. The more I say mechadish, the Kidim based on Rabbi Yosef. So Ula comes and says, you should know, Rabbi said, there's no machlokes over there. So the Rebbe says, no, shkoyach. And we know that already. That's the time where everybody knows that. There's no ma'alok kadima in that situation. No, there's ma'alok kadima. He says, well, hechatei, I don't need Ula to be mechadish like that. That's the time where the flow is not like that. So the chiddush, you know what? You can't use the same bracha for both. Maybe, it doesn't mean you can't. It means you shouldn't. So now that you shouldn't, you have to take two brachas. Now you have two brachas, right? So Rashi seems to learn on the side that you could, even though you shouldn't, you would have to, because the maila of Shibas Haminim or Chaviv is so strong that we mechayev of you to do the bidyavit. That's the car where Rashi's coming from. The shaila is, that's Mechiddush, right? Maybe learn, everybody with me, this last step. Yeah, with you with this last step. Where's Rashi coming from? How did Rashi? The more he's discussing, I'm learning Mem Aleph from an Aleph. I didn't look at Rashi. I have no idea that we're discussing this dinner of Yevad Yeretz or not Yeretz with Adomas and Hates. I mean, like, Rashi's coming from Mars, right? So where did Rashi get in the Sukkah? And the Shari Yosef says, I mean, like, you know, the Beis Yosef, I mean, how does he learn the Sukkah? Really? It's like, there's different levels of Amanor. The Shagazari is pushing, sitting there saying, like, you know, there's no other one other than the Rashi. And even Chom Rashi is true until I saw Rashi. And he's back the other way around, like, you know, everybody knows that the Sukkah is like Rashi. Like, what's happening to me? And otherwise, yeah. Did you learn the Sukkah like Rashi until you saw Rashi? No, right? I mean, where does Rashi come out of the Gemara? So I think Rashi comes out of the Gemara because later on, the Gemara says, so let's say Rashi's wrong. You could be right to one or the other. The issue is it's different brachas. So we're discussing, is there din kadima or not? So I would think this is din kadima. There's no din kadima. That can't be what Ula's telling me, because you see the more later on, the more it says, there's argument with B'Rech HaShem Shabbos. Hey, B'Rech HaShem Shabbos. The more it says, really? What's the argument? Well, they're arguing whether he's supposed to be a makdim or not. I mean, like, that's the more terrors. You see from the Stam Gemara holds that it's totally illogical to say they're arguing Lahakta. I need to be mechadish that there's such a machlokes. So Ebezoi is like, Rashi, Ula's not being mechadish that to me. You should always be mechadish to me. Don't make a mistake like anybody, any idiot would know. That's not supposed to think about. I don't need Ula for that. So Ula's telling me, so what's Ula telling me? It's like, Rashi, Ula's telling me that it's not called Birch HaSeim Shabbos. That's what Rashi learns the Gemara. You would have thought that Ha'etz Adam is called Birch HaSeim Shabbos. The men are arguing in that case also. So Rashi, no, it's not called Birch HaSeim Shabbos. It's Hakanat Birch HaSeim Shabbos. That's the Chiddush of Ula. Now that's not Birchas Hayom Shabbos. Everybody and his mother knows that you don't make up that the Bechagas is irrelevant. Right? That's the current flow that was more according to Rashi. Okay, good. I'm with you. Yeah, with me. Right? So Ulas Mechadash Shemi that you should know is called Ein Birchas Hayom Shabbos. That it's not an Azayis. You went to Cheder and you learned that it's not is a Dama and an Eitz is a Zayis of Eitz. You didn't realize that, you know, it's not so posh. It really made it Kriyas Berachos Hayom Shabbos. I need all the time that it's not Berachos Hayom Shabbos because I have a Mishnah that says Berachos Hayom Shabbos. You can use the same bracha for both. So if Rashi Shait in the Gemara, then no, you can't. Maybe the word didn't say you can't. The word means you, not that you can't, but that you shouldn't. I should make a Hayetz and a Dama. But yeah, but I could be Hayetz and Taka with both. See, Rashi learns that the Mila of Bin Shiva or the Mila of Chaviv would be Mechai of me to make one bracha. So if you could be Yotze, you would be even B'niyamid, you'd be Mechai to do so. Because of the Milo of Chaviv or Shiva. So now you're telling me that you make two brachas? It must be that you can't do it. It must be you can't. That's how the Rashi learns the Sugya. Now let's work the math. There's no way you can make a bracha. So what would the issue be? You should make a Dama on the Zayas and we might say the snow. That's what Chara Rehuda would say. On that side, right? Rehuda says min shiva arif. Right. So what would you do? You can't make an eitz on the snow. Right. So you can't say make an eitz on the Zayas and we might say the snow with the eitz. That's not the Havimi. Right? So what should you do? You make a Dama on the Zayas and be much of the snipe. And the Chachamim say that no, you would make a bracha of a Dama, and the Chachamim say you go with a Chaviv. So if you like snow more than that, you'd make the Dama on the snipe and be much of the Zayas. So means that's quite a chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda. I mean, saying even though I just told you, like, you know, listen, make a make a dama instead. Like, so the Yehuda says, listen, we're not discussing that you can't be yotzei, we're discussing that you shouldn't do this. Right? But Rashi learns that the mile of min shiva or the mile of chaviv is so powerful that if you could be yotzei b'diyev, you'd be mechuyev to do so. So I don't know where Rashi saw that in the sugya. And the Shagas Arya learns that that's compelling on the sugya to the point that he has a kash on the Beis Yosef and he passes not like the Beis Yosef. I mean, Rashi says you're not Yosef. I get that. You know, but I want to point out, we've just learned how important the Kadima are. The halachas of Minshiva, it's not like, you know, we look at Kadima as a Milo. So, right, it's a nice thing to do in Makdim, but you know, okay, we're Makdim, but you have a Yotze. No. This is Dama Nefesh according to Rashi. If you have any which way to do this, you're Mechuyev to do this. Even if it's a Shalom being Yotze B'Yevad, we would be telling you much of B'Yevad in order to have it keep Dinei Kedima according to Rashi. Not the Havi Nenula. Well, I don't know. We don't know how Rashi passes, but this Yisoid doesn't change. Right. This you saw that halacha that in Rashi is mavur that mavur in the Gemara that if you have any way to be mekayim dinim of min shiva etc. you'd be mechuyev to do so. And therefore, if it would be one bracha, you'd be saying hadama on your zayas three months year it's not according to Yehuda. Right. That's the car which the shaitan Rashi. So we got to take this seriously. This dinim of kedima, it's not just like it's not a milah. It's a posh of the halachic requirement of how you're supposed to do something. What? So I pass on that. You know that, ready? Right? Just want me to force me to say it. But so the tomorrow, one of the simanim Rosh Hashanah night is a tomer. Right, so Tamar's min shiva. So you have your apple with the honey, The apple Yohani is very chav. You know, the Pasha Gantz Klai, so, you know, it's waiting for the night, the apple with the honey, you know. That's a min chav, right? Right? And you have your lowly tamar sitting over there, right? So, like, you know, it's no competition. So, like, you know, so you should make a eitz on the apple. No, you should make eitz on the tamar. Right? Min shiva. Should your apple post doshto? Right? So, this is that you should take the chavim off or to avoid it. But lemaisa, the pasha of the Shulchan Aruch is that you should, we pass them in shiva zotiv, like a Yehuda. So you should make a bracha on that. Now there is an argument.
What if we just don't bring
if you don't bring the tamar till later on, or better, the Truma Zedeshin says so I'm sitting down to my meal, and I'm having some type of lakshan, some type of maisa kedera. I'm having cholent. Right? Dessert is chocolate cake. Right? So ask any kid, you know, there's always this famous shayla, like, why couldn't they make a sack and you eat dessert first? It's partially the shot of stomach space, right? And there's no shayla that the cake is more covered than the cholent, right? So A, B, the cholent is a maisa gedera, and the cake is Passover kistin, which, according to one side in halacha, if you would make the bracha stam on the cholent, you wouldn't even be yotze on the pasuk b'kistin. You have to have das because it's less kosher, the more kosher, the graveyard doesn't work. So you have to have stam, you have to have pasuk, have to be mechaben for that. So I have a better idea. So why do we do that? Because I'm not planning to eat the cake right now. I'm not mechuyev to eat the cake right now because it has a den of chavit. My chiyev, if right now what my menu says right now I'm planning to eat cholent, not cake. I'm not mechuyev to eat the chavit first. I don't want to eat it right now. If both are sitting in front of me, they're both in front of me, and I'm ready to eat either one of them. So then there's a din of kedimas chavit. If it's not, if it's not what I'm planning to eat right now, I'm not mechuyev to be makdim because of chavit or minshiva. So some people argue whatever reason. They didn't have dates, you know. We get back to Litta. They didn't have dates, you know. Dates are in Mediterranean. They grow in the Mediterranean climate. They don't grow in Litta. So they had apples, right? So it was established that the standard what you did was you made a bracha on the apple with the honey. So now I expect to eat the apple with the honey right now. That's what I plan to eat right now. I'm not planning to eat the date right now. So eat it later. So that's what they suggest. I'm not convinced by the argument. No. So I make a bracha on the. So now the second night is even more interesting. You have the Keshech Yonu, right? So now you make Keshech Yonu on the Kiddush. So really, it's referred to halacha that you should eat the pre. Right away after you made the Keshech Yonu. So you shouldn't wait till you wash. Not only the Mekadosh, not everybody else, but the Mekadosh, right? So he made a Keshech Yonu. On the kiddush, you should drink the kiddush, say rape your eights, and eat the fruit. Now, the fruit usually is not a shiva zeminim fruit. The yamaka shechiyano on one of the shiva zeminim. So you're eating some star fruit or whatever you're eating now. But the mice, there's a tamar there. So you're supposed to say eights and the tamar first. But that's a hefsek between the shechiyano and your fruit. So that yutaka should have das. I'm not planning to eat tomorrow right now before the meal. And the only planning to eat right now before the meal is my shechiyano fruit, whatever it is. No. No. I'm making eights with the plan to eat something later on. The same way I make a mezuzah to be in my meal, it works for my dessert. Now, that's not an imlach. If I plan to eat something later, no. The transition's point is that you sit down to supper tonight, and your wife says, yes, so what's for dinner? She says, cholent and cake. She says, I have to eat the cake first. I'm sorry. She says, I'm not serving the cake till later. So the Tzemach says, "I'm not mechuyev to mak them the chaviv. I'm planning both. I'm not a nimlach, right? But so I'm not planning right now. I just wash. I just said kiddush. I'm supposed to wash right away. I'm not supposed to tarry and eating dates. So why am I eating the fruit right now? Because I'm mechuyev to eat the fruit right now because I just said shechiyon. Good. So I'm not planning dates right now. So I don't have to worry about the date. So but what should be on the table?
Everyone else should be rough on the date.
Everybody else should wash, and then make a bracha on the date, and then, you know, continue along their way. What? No. What? The tomorrow is the mash. That's number two to the second art. So that's earlier. Right. Okay. So that was this rashi I wanted to share with you. So the Beis Yosef is over here in Reshvov. So he brings Rashi. So the Beis Yosef and Reshvov, because of Rashi Shom by Machloikis, by Ula, he says, Meshuvain kamachloikis, Avagav the Tham, Birch of Paris, Elan, Barry Piedoma, Yotz, Hadimil, Bichadmina, Bato, a Birch of that, Barry Piedoma, Awat Snoin, Mazais, a Birch of Snoin, Nitra's eyes. Mir, about the other cause of Shom, the Hanadavka Shah, Shabirch, Barry Piedoma, Loy, and these common leaf to pre-eights. I mean, these common leaf to pre-eights, ain't Zorglas, Silabarach. So that's the, that's the Rebbeinu Yonah. And he's, I'm assuming, he's not from Mechriah like the Rebbeinu Yonah, he's just saying it's several brachas, and mainly you're not going to make another bracha because of the Rebbeinu Yonah. Okay? So Halacha Lamaisa, the Mishabura comes out, Lamaisa, like the Mechaber, but best thing is to be a Nimlach. But that's and Mishabura by Mizarnas and Pass, he says that even B'diavad you wouldn't be Yotzi, and you have to say Moitzi. So a person ate the papyrus, B'diavad B'das for the Pass, it wouldn't work. He still has to say Moitzi on the Pass. Okay, that's like really a side. So on the Marmar Kermis, I gave that in the smaller letters down at the bottom. I think you have all the Marmar Kermis there. Beis Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishabura, B'shem the Tzari Tshuva, Mishabura is Kufayin Vav. And the Shartzian. Okay, good. So we covered that. And we...